This is a time and season that we need to walk in the authority, the revelation, and as he said, the mantles that we have been given, we need to pick them back up again. Some of us with, you know, COVID, we were sitting on our couch watching I Love Lucy. We need to get up and pick up those mantles again. Take off those robes that we've been sitting around in all day long in our comfy clothes. We need to dust off those mantles and begin, as Prophet was saying, we need to activate those mantles again. That's preparation for what we're going to be going into.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Pastor Jeannie. You know, I actually came on when Tony was talking or Anthony was talking about moving, and just hit my spirit because we've been praying about move. Art has been wanting to move. It's just a restlessness. So we don't exactly know because of our circumstances where we're going or where, but, you know, it could still stay in Southern California or to Hawaii. But so we are praying. But there's one thing that God has is really impressed on my heart through this. And, you know, I'm in healthcare. We've been very busy with COVID. And what it is, you know, we talk about the seven mountains. God has us in different parts of life. And it's, the key is, you know, he's building our spirits. And he's, says in Daniel, when it gets darker, you know, the Christians can be a stronger light. Those who know will instruct many. And then we will stand out as a light and signs and wonders will follow. The key is for us to really to be getting so close to the Lord, being so filled with his Holy Spirit, to be strong in that whatever venue that he has us in, that we are moving forward in that and shining in that light, to not be afraid because, you know, how is that dark world going to be if we aren't the light and taking it through no matter which venue we are in? And it's really strong that we need to not be afraid because so many people are afraid. They're looking for the light. And so we have Jesus to shine through us, and we can only do it if we're strong. We have to be really strong with him and him and not be leaning ourselves or distracted. So amen. I feel that in my spirit. I just don't know exactly, at least for me, where I'm going to be other than, you know, do what I need to do now and to get even stronger. So in that mode, what I feel is, I shouldn't say attacks, but distractions, things to distract me from getting stronger and to spend time with the Lord because there's so many other things happening.
Amen. And you know, I'm going to let a Prophet Anthony address however he wants to speak. He has full reign here, but I want you to know there's a quickening spirit. You see, what the Lord reveals, the way he, that word of the Lord regarding move, there's a quickening spirit. So some of you that didn't know you were moving, guess what? You're going to have an encounter that says, this is where you're moving. This is your this is your inheritance. Step into it.
Right.
Those of you that are wondering, you're in, like Esther, wondering, you know, because you want to be obedient to the Lord, and the Lord treasures that in you, Esther. You and your husband want to be so, because it really is about location, location, and location. The provision and mantle mission from the Father has to do with geographics. So where are you called to, and what time are you to be there? When are you, how long are you supposed to be there? And then when are you supposed to not be there? It really is very important. And so you're going to know, Esther. And one of the things I do, I will say as a pastor and as a mama, one of the things I counsel people is you don't know yet because it's not time for you to know yet. But let me tell you this, with this revelation is a quickening spirit of revelation that if you are to move now, you and your husband are both going to know it. And then Prophet Anthony, did you have anything to add to that? And then I was going to call on some people that had their hand raised.
Absolutely. I wanted to speak this to her, that as she was speaking and, you know, talking about the words, you know, mentioning the word strength, I heard the Lord say, you know, be strong in the Lord, you know, and in the power of his might. And the Lord said, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you, Esther, that he is literally moving and working behind the scenes for you and your husband. And he says that your sacrifice and your obedience have not gone unnoticed. And literally, I heard him say, I have taken her to the next dimension of faith. Faith to faith, glory to glory, okay? And he also says, too, that you're a pillar. You are a pillar, even for your family. And then there's some, and I was looking as you were talking, and I could just see the heart of the Father, and I could see that residing in you, living in you, alive in you, and that's going to be, that's going to cause the manifestation of people coming unto the foot of the cross because of the love of Yeshua that is alive in you. He says, not just even in your family, but even people that you come across, you carry that, and the glory of the Lord, it shines upon your countenance in such a way that God says, I have gone before you, even concerning this move and some other personal things that you need a father to do, that you and your husband, these petitions that you have before Yahweh, God says, don't worry about it. I've already worked it out because you have allowed me to come on the inside of you, and my glory shines upon your countenance. And that is the strength that Father's giving you even now. And I speak the favor of Yeshua over your household, over you and your spouse, over your marriage, over that covenant. And I decree and declare open doors for you in the mighty name of Yeshua. And it is so. And the word of the Lord shall not return void, for the word of the Lord shall be established in the earth.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So praise good. Tom Howard, Pastor Tom. Go ahead and share if you had a question or you wanted to share something.
Well, while Anthony was speaking, we're preparing for a healing prayer and evangelism conference in Wisconsin. Now, we live in California, but we're going to Wisconsin where a friend lives and has a retreat center. And I asked God just now in my mind, is that part of this? And he said, yes, this is part of the preparation for 2022. Is this conference in October in Wisconsin will be a time of bringing new people to Christ, as well as doing healing prayer and deliverance.
Well, God, there's a word that comes to me for you and for your wife, and the word is one. I hear this. He says unique. Okay, God has given you guys a unique ministry. God says I'm going to move in a very unique way, and he says signs, wonders, and miracles are going to follow you guys, and there are going to be miraculous healings that are going to take place. God said, there is a healing mantle that rests upon you, sir, upon you, ma'am, both of you guys in covenant with one another. And I heard God say this, tell them that because they have my heart and they've embraced my agenda, the Lord says that this which is going to happen in Wisconsin is going to move to another place, okay? I see you guys touching down in multiple areas, all right? And so there are going to be some people that are going to travel and meet you all in Wisconsin from some other places as well, okay? And this is going to happen as Father would send you guys out, because I heard him say, I'm sending them out. I'm sending them out. I'm sending them out. And because you are the sent ones, he says, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw. So Yahweh's doing the drawing. Miracle signs and wonders shall be your portion. And everybody who comes in that atmosphere that has a heart to receive. And Father says that I'm going to cause you to tap into my provision. And even I see people that are going to bless the ministry. They're going to be favored with property. And when you walk into places, you're not going to have to worry about where we're holding this. Since God said, my provision have already gone before you. And, you know, you guys are really, you're very organized, okay? And so organization and doing things in order is like, I mean, we all should have a passion for that. But, you know, sometimes I'm in the realm of the spirit and Father has to bring me back. And so I'm there, bring me back. But the Lord says, I'm going to use your past history and your experience because I don't know what it was, sir, that you did with your hands and what your wife did with her hands, but your hands are anointed. And God says, I'm going to use the hands, and I'm going to use the intellect, and I'm going to use the creativity. Yes, Lord. That's connected to that word unique again, in order to open up some new strategic, glory be unto God, some new strategic avenues that I should cause them to go down, because I see some pastors, some leaders, some people who have kind of been in a place where they've been stuck and they've been in the dry place, and you're going to go with the word of the Lord, says God, and I'm going to use you to set fields on fire and ablaze for Christ in this end time, says the Spirit of grace. And God says, even in your physical body, the older you all get, the more I shall rejuvenate you physically for the journey ahead.
Yes.
So I'm going to, so he says that restoration and renewal is being released right now unto you and your wife because of the assignment I've given you, and you're going to run this race, and you're going to finish it, and you're going to walk in victory, says the Spirit of grace. Bless you.
Anthony, there's a lady in attendance right now who is going with us, I believe. Manage.
Oh.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Manage. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Anthony, bless her too, please.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Bless you, Manage.
God bless you.
Woman of God, let me just pray. I want to pray this first. Father, I thank you for her life. I thank you for her heart. I thank you, Lord God, for her sacrifices. I thank you, Lord God, for every gift that you placed on the inside of her. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you hear her prayer. I hear the Lord Jeremiah over in Jeremiah 33:3. He says, call unto me, I will answer you. I'm going to show you great mighty things. You're getting ready to see the hand of God, says the Spirit of grace, move for you and move for your family, says God. Think it not strange that you're connected to that awesome couple that I just met there, because God says, literally, I called you to be a watchman. I called you to serve. But as you're serving, Father says, I'm going to begin to move for you in some personal areas. And God, and I don't know, I saw some young ladies around. I don't know if you have any daughters, or I don't know who these, do you have any daughters around you? Do you have any daughters, anybody you're mentoring around you?
My sister, she's 20 years younger than I am.
Okay. Yes. I saw in a vision. I kept seeing this younger lady. Okay. So she's 20 years young, and you look so young yourself. That's the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. But the Lord says he's got, can you give me her first name, please? There's a word for her.
Her name is Terane, means melody.
Melody. Okay. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, this is what I hear. A new melody, praise the Lord. For the enemy has tried to use some things to really try to restrict her and cause her to be discouraged.
Prophet Anthony, you're muted a little bit. We can't hear you.
Oh my gosh.
There you go. Now you're good.
I think I was covering up my volume. I'm getting too excited. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. You're good.
Okay. Can I go back to her?
Yes. And the Lord would say, yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay. And so the Lord would say unto you concerning your sister that he's literally getting ready to cause there to be a shift to happen for her and a restoration. Over the past year and a half, I was seeing Prophetess Jenny a lot of major warfare and attacks, because the Lord says because of the call and the purpose that's upon her sister's life, the enemy has really tried to come in and even tried to kind of like get involved in some relationships and some attachments and some things that the Lord had not sent her direction to discourage her, because there's a great assignment for her to fulfill. And I heard the Lord say to tell you that as you are praying for your sister, he is going to move for her. And even going into the new year, going into 2022, she will not cross over with the same baggage. And God says to tell you that he's getting ready to cause there to be some financial manifestations to happen for you. And I can't remember the lady's name I was just speaking to, Prophetess Jenny. Is her name there?
Manage.
This is what the Lord says, because you've always been such a giver, okay? You have the gift of helps. You've helped, you've given, you've helped, you've prayed, you've offered your time. The Lord told me to tell you that every void in your life, he shall fill. He shall fill. And it's like I see you in a place where you're reading these devotionals and you're consecrating yourself before God and you're crying out to the Lord. And sometimes the enemy will cause it to almost feel as if, okay, God, I've been praying about some of this for so long. When is this stuff going to shift and change for me? And I heard the Lord say that weeping may endure for the night. Joy is coming in the morning. You're stepping into that morning season, okay? And God is removing every blockage. Even as I'm speaking now, every blockage, every generational cycle is being broken. Even some attacks that have tried to come against your physical body now, the Lord says that you're going to be another one that's going to walk in that supernatural healing, okay? He's going to use your hands. And I don't know if you have any anointed oil there. I don't have to physically be there. The Father says that he sent forth his word to heal them. I want you to take some oil before you go to bed tonight and anoint both of your hands, okay? Because take some oil, anoint both of your hands, and we pray over your hands now, but God is going to use those hands, okay? God is going to use those feet, and you're going to run with the gospel, and God is going to move in your family, and God says deliverance is not coming to your house. It has come into your house at this very moment. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Bless you.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, I just, today, a pastor, local pastor, we were talking about Jeremiah, as you mentioned, and also I received a necklace gift, Joyce Comes in the Morning, and everything you said, it was manifested. God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you so much. Bless you. Praise the Lord. God. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Prophet Anthony. Thank you so much.
If you're not receiving a word right now, you're receiving from the spirit of prophecy. See in the prophetic, more is caught than taught. I've spent, decades teaching the prophetic, but honestly, yes. I was raised up in a church. They didn't teach us nothing. They were like, Holy Ghost is on you. Say it. Thus saith the Lord, and just go with it. From the time I was 16, I didn't even know enough to know what I didn't know.
Right.
So in the spirit, more is caught than taught. You're sitting under a mantle of a prophet. What happens is that when you're receiving ministry, even if you're just listening, you might be on mute right now, and maybe you're doing dishes or laundry. You're sitting under this mantle. You're receiving that kind of 12-foot and beyond a wingspan of a very, very anointed eagle. You're going to prophesy at another level. You're going to dream dreams more. You're going to have more accurate words. The gifts of the Spirit are being activated in your life. Deep is calling unto deep. And even as he's prophesying over other people, not only are you learning, but some of those words are from you too. And it's quickening things on the inside of you. There's also such a major transference of anointing and impartation of anointing, I should say. It's like in Deuteronomy 11 when, Moses, he laid hands on the 70 and they were changed. Yes. They began to prophesy. And then remember when Saul, he wasn't a king yet, went and joined the prophets and he got around that mantle and began to prophesy. So don't think, he's not speaking to me. I'm not getting anything out of this. If you'll release your spirit to the Spirit of God, if you'll begin to just draw, like the woman with the issue, as Prophet Michelle Farias taught us the other night at a meeting, if you will draw from the Spirit of God upon this amazing prophet, you're going to receive not only a prophetic anointing at a higher level, but as you bless him in the Spirit, you're going to receive a prophet's reward. Now, I don't usually do this, but for those of you that want to send a gift to Firepoint Church, just send it into P.O. Box 491, Sunland, California, whatever. But the point is that just because we're going to bless the man of God, we're going to bless the prophet, and we want to do so. And if you want to have a part in that, send your gift to Firepoint Church, and we're going to send him a blessing. But the point is this, you need to open up your spirit and receive. You know, this is one of the things that people have become dull in the spirit, because Christianity has become a give me club, and it's become something where instead of you kind of opening up to what the Spirit of God is doing, people are like, well, what am I going to get out of this? Let me tell you what you're going to get out of this. As you open your spirit, you are going to flow in the Holy Ghost. Now, this man of God, I want to prophesy over him. Just being around him, I'm just like, oh no, I'm ready to fly around. But before I do that, I want to acknowledge, first of all, Robin, you've got your hand raised. Did you want to say something, honey?
Yes. First off, I wanted to just say how encouraged I am that there's so many people that are on the move, for one. For 8 months, I've been battling with the enemy trying to pressure me into moving before my time, and I've had to stand strong against the pressure. And I do need to move. I don't know where. And so I'm waiting on the Lord for direction. And much of what you've said, Anthony, has touched a lot on the areas, and has encouraged me. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, I want to say this to you. You know, as you were speaking, what first came to me was, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And that goes right back to that preparation piece that we're talking about tonight, right? And yeah. So, because you're another sick one. And I want to share this with you, and I want to give you some prophetic instruction here. I want you to just go look at it. I know you've visited this, like many of us have, many times before, myself and Mom Jenny and many others, Pastor David, about Elijah. After his greatest victory is under that juniper tree there, and he's like, oh my God, like this feeling of dread, like, pressure. I mean, this overwhelming, you know, just this demonic attack. Yes. That came up against him, right? Yes. When we're in the valley of decision, and this is when we have to understand, we can't lean to our own understanding.
Right.
Father is going to direct us. You know, he's speaking to you. Yes. His provision has gone before you. The most important thing is staying in position. That's the most important thing, because it wasn't Elijah that won that battle. It was the power of God that was with him. God is with you. And the Lord says, even some of the saints that's gone on before you, like prayers of other, those who have imparted into your life, that spoken and prayed over you and spoken prophetic over your life, what they didn't fulfill, you have that baton now. You're going to fulfill that. You're going to walk in that. You're going to walk in places where, you know, you're going to walk in. You're not going to even expect for people to call on you. And you're going to find yourself speaking the word of the Lord. People who you don't even know. You're going to pray. I see you with such a heart for people. And God says he's going to use you. Even that anointing for intercession and intercessory. And God's going to use you. And he's going to place a burden in your spirit. And God's going to show you things by way of the Spirit. And you're going to see the hand of God move in ways like you would have never believed. But I hear the Lord say this. I'm resetting some things as it pertains to you. You're going to begin to see, again, God's given me those numbers, 3 and 7. So I'm seeing 3 to 7 months. Like, God's going to really give you multiple visitations. Get ready, okay? Because even there, in your home there, the shalom of God, the shalom of Yahweh is there. And I don't know if there's a certain, if you pray in that room that you're in right now, or you, yes, have enough, do you pray there? Okay. Yes. The shalom of God is there. Literally, I feel that. And in that place right there, in that particular space that you sanctified, Father's going to speak to you. You're going to get prophetic dreams. Prepare yourself for that. You're going to get prophetic words. The Father's going to show you. He's going to direct you. God is renewing you. And he says, let you know this, that as you cast your cares upon him, because he cared for you, he's going to remove those burdens. Because anytime it starts feeling like it's a burden or like there's pressure or something like that, okay, it's time for our flesh to get out the way and say, hey, God, I got to give this to you. Yes. I can't make the decision. But literally, Father, Holy Spirit is going to make that decision for you. He's going to open up those doors. So, Father, I bless her.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for what you've commissioned her to do. We thank you for that kingdom mandate you've given her. I bless her family. I thank you for open doors. And God says everywhere that there's a deficit, God says, I'm getting ready to shift that and turn that around for you. I see it. I see the Lord eliminating some things, eliminating even some debt, eliminating some things out of the way. And even some people that's connected to you that seem like a spirit of confusion have literally tried to step in. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, that's coming to an end right now. Father, we cancel, we bind, we dismantle, rebuke that spirit of confusion right now. You're not the author of confusion, but you're the author and finisher of our faith. Right now, God, by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, cause deliverance to spring forth in Jesus' name for my sister and everyone connected to her and for her family. And the word of the Lord shall be established. Bless you, sister.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. And the rest of you receive that. Some of you have been battling that, that you're like, I need that prayer. You receive that. This is the way it works in the spirit. Okay. It's like God's not a respecter of persons. There's something you're hearing in a word. Your spirit is leaping within you. And you just receive that by faith, because God's moving in your spirit as well. You're being set free from confusion, depression, oppression, and some things you carried into this from the last season. And the Lord says you are not going to carry that into the next season. Right now, tonight, those chains, you're being loosed, released from those chains that held you to even some dead things, even some corpses in the past, some dead dreams, some things that held you back. And the spirit of death that you have been walked through in the past season, you're not going to walk into the new season with that now. The spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free, and you're moving into this new realm that we were talking about, which is exactly showing forth by so many people. People keep responding to me, Prophet Anthony, saying, I'm moving. It's like probably 10% of our group. Now, I see your hands, but I wanted to acknowledge Claudia DiMartino, which I had the honor of recommending her as to be commissioned as a prophet, is with us. She hears the Lord from the Jewish heart of God based on festivals and stuff. And what's interesting is that this blood moon that we're going to talk about next week and what God's calling us into is during Pentecost, by the way. But we'll talk about that. And also, I had sought the Lord about what we were going to talk about in the next several weeks. And we have two more weeks of the prophetic forum after this week before we suspend it for a season, at least maybe through the summer, depending on how Holy Spirit leads me. And he began to show me tonight before the call to begin to share and release the glory realm. And then Prophet Anthony started talking about being hidden in the glory. And so what does that look like? We're going to tie it in with Joel 2 and the signs that God is speaking to us through the earth, even in the earth realm. But Prophet Claudia, I want to invite you to share what God is showing you in this season.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jeannie. The Lord has been, bear with me, please, because the presence of the Lord is so strong. The Lord has been speaking to me all day about his feasts and seasons. And in his feasts, the Lord moves in sevens. The Sabbath is on the seventh day. Every feast day, the Rosh Hashanah is in the seventh month. And we are coming into Shavuot, which is this Sunday night, which is 7 weeks from Passover. And what the Lord has been speaking to me all day is the number seven is completion. The number seven is perfection. But also, the Lord's feasts are in sevens because in the seven, he's opening up a supernatural segment of time. And as we are going into Shavuot, tied into Pentecost, the Lord has been showing me that he's going to move miraculously in this season we're entering into right now, but mostly with Israel and what is going on in the Middle East right now, just like he did with the Yom Kippur War. I just keep sensing that in this supernatural segment of time that is opening up, we are going to see the Lord move miraculously. Because he, when he, his feasts are present, the Lord moves. He moves in signs, he moves in seasons, he moves in days and in years. These are appointed segments of time with him. And Prophet Anthony, with that, I believe also, I bless you because you have been giving out so much. I sense the Lord wants to give back to you tonight. I have been looking at your shirt all night. I'm a seer. Okay.
Wow.
And I've been looking at your shirt, and I keep, is this Mickey Mouse in a suit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I am seeing right through the zone. Okay. Mickey Mouse always wears the white pants, and he always wears like the little puffy white pants, and he wears those, spats kind of thing.
Right.
Like a t-shirt kind of thing. But he's in a suit, and he's wearing sunglasses, and he's got the world, which says the world is mine. Now, I sense what the Lord is saying is that the Lord, he's wearing the suit because he's cloaked and covering himself from who he truly is.
Wow.
And he is used in entertainment. He brings joy, quote unquote joy. Mm. He brings this illusion, okay? But he's incognito on your shirt. He's got sunglasses on. He doesn't wear a suit. Since when does Mickey Mouse wear a suit?
Right.
And he's saying the world is mine. But I'm sensing the Lord is saying to you, prophet,
yes,
that the Lord is bringing you higher with eagle's eyes. He is increasing the mantle in you to uncover the falsehoods that are in this world and in the church. That he has given you the mouth, the freedom to speak the truth of what's going on and who is of God and who is of not of God. He is using you to reveal the false and to raise up the truth, because the world is the Lord's.
Yes.
And he is using you to show everyone that the Lord will not be mocked. The Lord will not be taken to be used to be fooled. The Lord is raising you up in this season, brother.
Yes.
To say, God is in control. The world is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And no one can mock the Lord. But he has taken, literally raising you up with a spirit of discernment and eagle's eyes to reveal the lies, to expose the falsehood.
Yes, God.
And he is taking you and raising you up to a new level in this season of supernatural segments of time where the Lord is moving and revealing. And as we come into the new season, prophet, expect to see new visions from the Lord. Expect to see the mantle on you be increased. You will physically feel the shifting in you by the Lord.
Wow.
And ask the Lord to speak in Jesus' name. And there be no backlash, no lies from the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Wow. Amen. I received that. I received that. Thank you so much. I received that word. Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Claudia. God bless you. Now, Prophet, she's not commissioned, but everyone knows our Michelle Farias. We're going to have to do something about that. But Michelle Farias, she has a word to share, something from her heart. Go ahead, Michelle. Unmute.
I just wanted to share this word with you, Prophet Anthony. When I was sitting here, I just began to see a revolving door like from a hotel. And I felt like the Spirit of the Lord said, you're going from glory to glory to glory, but there is going to be such an entrenching and such a fulfilling. Like, I just see you like, it's such a season of acceleration in your life. A supernatural acceleration. And I seen you like at this hotel, and I said, well, Lord, what does that have to do? He said, because I'm going to network him with people that carry my glory, and they are not faces to be seen, but the only face that they will be seen is my face upon them. He said he will be one to begin to raise the generation in my glory, and they will be saturated, and they will be empowered, and they will walk with signs, wonders, and miracles. But I see such unique wonders upon you, prophet, that when you go into a place, it's like the whole atmosphere changes. And like those, you know, like when you're going out of a hotel, that's what I've seen is just that door that goes around. But I just seen like a whirlwind. It was like such a whirlwind in the spirit realm. And it was just acceleration, 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 acceleration with dimensions of governmental keys. You're going to have keys to begin to unlock the government of God everywhere you go. And you're going to show people the strategies that it takes to unlock the things, because it's going to come from such a place of intimacy. And there has been such an intimacy in your life that has been birthed even within this last 2 years, that the Lord took you from one place, but he took you into the bedchamber where you could begin to lay your head on his heart and begin to hear his heartbeat. He was showing you so many unique things in that place of intimacy, but it's going to be for the revelation of the glory and the Father that's coming. Mm-hmm. And you're going to begin to show people, you are going to begin to release the deliverance of the Almighty. And it's going to be like you open your mouth and the breath of God is just going to blow in places. And people are going to begin to be set free all around you. It's like, you know, I see when you were talking about Shambok, but oh man, I see so much more. It's like the shadow of the Lord that was on Peter when he walked by that man. He said, silver and gold I don't have to give you, but what I have, it is going to be transformation. And I felt like the Spirit of the Lord was going to bring the keys of government, of transformation. I mean, there is so much acceleration in the spirit realm towards you. And even the people that have been in your life, like your mother, and I see your stepfather, they have been, there is just such impartation that yet is going to be manifestation now.
That's right.
It has been impartation, but now it's going to be manifestation.
Right.
So I just bless you, and I just wanted to share that with you. And I was just like, for those people who are moving, I so agree with that, because my son-in-law has been in the Army, and they, you know, we live in California, and the Lord had promised me this: when it's time for revival to hit California, your children will come back to me, and they will be in California. And the Army was saying, no, we can't send you back to California. That's where you're from, and blah, 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 blah. Right. And my daughter had a dream, and God told me and God told her, you're coming back to California. And there was such an attack. But I know this, God is moving his people in the states, in the places, because that is where he's going to use them through all the attacks they've been through. Now is the time of them entering in to the governmental place that they are to be seated in those states now, to move and shift the not only the regions, but the states they live in. That's like Prophetess Sylvia, like she is going to be used to not only ignite California, but trailblaze a revival that is coming forth in California.
Yes.
So I just bless you. I just bless you.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Wow. Amen.
Oh my gosh. Amen. Wow. So that's so amazing.
Amazing. Amen. Amazing. God bless you, Michelle. Thank you. We love you.
Oh my God.
Love you, Prophet Anthony. Yeah. Now, I want to share just this is because it ties in with what Michelle was saying. And so this is going into the seer realm. So I'm not going to prophesy as much from Nabe unless I feel really released. And so I'm just going to give you a picture and I'm going to tell you what the Lord's saying. Prophet Anthony, says you are chief among sons, because you have yielded yourself even unto death. You have carried the cross, and you bear even in your body the scars of obedience to me. And the Lord says that you are one that is chief among sons, and I'm going to give you inheritance, and I'm going to give you lands. And I'm going to send you into territories that you have not been in before. And you're going to move, even as my prophets have said, with such keys of authority. Because what I saw is I saw you sitting there in your car, but in the spirit, you are wearing a feathered headdress of a chief of Indians. And the Lord says, even as you've come into your first love, there's an inheritance that's tied even to the authority of First Nations. And yes, you're going to be able to unlock doors that have been locked for generations. There's going to be issues dealing with justice. There's going to be issues dealing with reciprocity in the spirit. The Lord says one of the fragrances you're going to release is Jubilee, and people are going to come into their inheritance, and even things that were stolen from them for generations, the Lord will begin to restore generational blessings. And the Lord said, there's the feathers not only representing you being, he said, you are the chief amongst sons, but dealing with your authority, dealing with kingdom authority, but the feathers represent the revelation of increased revelation that not only will you have as a son of revelation, but you will share those feathers of revelation with many, many, many sons. You will be a father of nations. You will be a father of generations. You will be a father of revelation to bring many sons into intimate relationship and possessing the inheritances from the Father God. And so this sweet fragrance, the fragrance of the spirit of adoption.
Yes, yes.
And that speaks to you in a very deep way, Anthony.
Yes.
The spirit of adoption.
Yes.
That love that is the highest love that a parent can have is to adopt a child.
Right. The
spirit of adoption, whereby people cry out, Abba, Father, you will release that globally.
Hallelujah.
Globally. And bring many sons into their inheritance. So I bless you.
In bless you.
I like to release a word as you were speaking that I saw Prophet Anthony.
Yes.
Anthony, exactly when Prophetess Jeannie was speaking over you, the Lord said, the spirit of Elijah is on you, upon you, to call fire from heaven. To call fire from heaven. And then he showed me, as you release the spirit of Elijah, because of Malachi chapter 4, the authority that is on you to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the father to bring restoration. So the word is, the spirit of Elijah is on you.
Wow. Well, I want to say this, Prophetess Sylvia, to you. Maybe 13 years ago, right here in East Texas, where I'm located now, an apostle came and held a revival. I knew no one in this church, but by the Spirit, I felt led to go to this meeting. And I sat there at the back of the church, and before he closes his message, he says, young man in the back, the spirit of Elijah is upon you. And he came and he took a towel that he was using while he was preaching. He was using it. He put the towel in my garment, in my shirt. And he said, you will have the authority to call fire down from heaven. Everything you're saying, it is spot on. And I want to say this, and I was going to ask Prophetess Jeannie if I could speak to you before I got off. But Father says, as everyone was speaking about the moving, he says his provision has already gone before you. And he says, daughter, I place a crown upon your head. He says, because you have pleased me and you have endured the test, and this is a new season, and you shall walk in places where they will roll out the red carpet. God says they will see prophetess Shilmia come in physical form. But when you open your mouth, they will experience the dunamis power of heaven. For I am taking you to a place where you will raise the dead, where you will see those who are away from me be restored back unto Yeshua again. And God says, as you were speaking to me tonight, I'm moving concerning your house. I'm moving concerning your children. I'm moving. Even over the past 2 weeks, you have prayed specific prayers. And Father says, I shall move speedily for you, even as you obeyed what I told you to do today. The Lord had gave you downloads this very night, today, and you obeyed. Father says, watch and see the provision, how it shall spring forth, even with your children, even in ministry, and even concerning this move that is coming. That is the word of the living God. Hallelujah.
And hallelujah.
Koya bandere bekos la la bahaya. Bless God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise the Lord. Bless you so much. And can I just say this? And I want to say this to you. Thank you so much for just introducing me to prophetess, you know, Jeannie and all these other people that are so awesome. And I met so many people through you being so obedient to the Father, and you recognizing the hand of God and the hand of the Lord upon my life. And I want to say this. I don't know who Prophetess Michelle was, but, you know, before my stepfather went to be with the Lord, he took me, and I think it was Victory Thon or something. We were with Dr. Copeland and Jesse Duplantis and some other people there at Kenneth Copeland's ministry. And as we were driving, he looked over, he told me, he says, the people must get prepared because the changing of the guards is happening. And, you know, that sticks with me, you know, as I was receiving words tonight about the changing of the guard. And, you know, God is raising us up now, you know, as new generals, new voices, those that will run with this baton, prophetess. And I just want to thank you and bless you and just let you know everything that you spoke by the Spirit and what Prophetess Michelle and Prophetess Jeannie spoke tonight. It's been a blessing to me. And I'm just so blessed to be on this call tonight. Bless you so much, prophetess. I love you.
We love you so much. And it is an honor to run in with kingdom family that have a kingdom mindset. I want to, I'm so blessed by all of you. And I want to call on dude carries the heart of God, Dave. He had a word for you that carries just the, he just makes me, we's on our international, yes, in Jesus' name, on our intercessors prayer call on Wednesday night. And he's always making me cry. So God bless you. He has a word for you. Amen. Go ahead, dude.
Well, I kind of put it in the chat, but I saw you reaching into cabinets, cupboards, and passing it out, just passing, and people were lining up, and you just kept passing things, and the Lord kept saying, next shelf, come up higher. Next shelf, come up higher. There's more. And the Lord is opening up the choice things because you pass them to the sheep. Just God. Like Peter, you love him, and you need the sheep.
Yes.
That's pretty much it. I kept hearing favorite son, but that's been flying around all night.
I received that.
You carry the love, man, and it is very tangible. So thank you,
praise bro. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Bless you so much, man of God. And you know, but before we shift to, to whatever prophetess is going to be doing next, I want to say this to you. As you begin to speak, I begin to feel in my spirit like something turning in my stomach. And as you're talking, I hear the Lord say, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, and there's so much life around you. And when you speak, even things that are just lying dormant, they begin to move. So even as we've been talking about, and everybody's confirming they're moving tonight, the Lord says, you're moving as well, but God says this is in the spirit, for I'm taking you to new dimensions in me, because as a watchman and as an intercessor, the Lord says, I can trust you. And because he's able to trust you, God says he's going to take you to some new dimensions and open up some new doors, and God's going to reveal some things, and he's going to have you writing, even as a prophetic scribe, and writing some things down and showing you some things, okay? And it's going to be very cool, because the Lord says what you write, you're going to see the manifestation thereof. But God's, I see like this collection of things that are written down prophetically, okay? And God says all of it's going to come to fruition, because God says that I've given you eyes to see and ears to hear for my purpose and for my glory. That's the word of the Lord. God bless you, brother. Love you so much.
So good. Amen, amen. Now, listen, I don't want to leave anything on the table. Victor Maldonado has a word of blessing for you, Prophet Anthony. Oh. You know, you've given to thousands and thousands and thousands, countless people. And God just wants to bless you too, okay? So, Victor, go ahead.
God bless you, Brother Anthony.
Hallelujah.
God bless you for blessing his people. God
bless you.
God bless you for directing his people.
Yes.
As you were being ministered to, saw you. I wrote it in the chat, but now I'm seeing more. I see you where the Lord has put you in the crossroads within people's lives, given them directions. I see you where there's like a fork in the road where people don't know which way to go, and God is showing you, and I see you going this way, brother. No, this way.
Yes.
Cover your ears. No, this way. Look out for this. But it's a flood. It's like a really fast movement.
Yes.
You like going fast. I see you like going fast. That's that kind of fun. that is fun for you. But
wow.
I also see you. It started with Brother Dave, when he said access, and immediately when our brother David said access, I saw excess. So access to more excess. You already have a lot, but God is going to give you even more. To overflowing. You're going to be carried upon his waters, and I see you riding on top like of a river, just floating. You know how people go down a raft like with an inner tube, just going, hey, summertime, and just splashing. I see you just riding upon his waters, riding upon, and then floating on them with your eyes wide open. But it's a time where you're going to be super precise. You're already precise and fast, but it's even going to be more precision in that. I see you carrying also a supernatural first aid kit. You're going to be mending them up. Okay, brother. Okay, sister. Boom, boom. Okay, now go. Boom, boom. Okay, now go. Boom, boom. Okay, now go. And you're sending them off into their ministries, and you're handing his people their orders, mending and tidying them up, like getting the dust off of them, combing their hair. Okay, now go.
Plans
so that they can do God's work. So you are anointing, you are blessing God's leaders, straightening them up, getting them on the right path, just like a train. This is your track. This is your track. Okay, now go. And then I keep hearing the words controlled speed with precision. Precision.
That.
So
yes.
God bless you for just being, wow, what a beautiful man of God. And and for blessing his people. You love the Lord. And God bless you. Just more power, Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless our brother tonight. Continue to watch over him. Continue to make his steps super clear. And just protect him with your holy angels and those around him. Protect his team in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. I received that.
And what's so amazing with that word, Victor, right on word, is what I see and what was so amazing about what he's sharing in the spirit and I see in the spirit is that, you know, you're talking about mending people and ministering to people and getting people on the right track. And you think, well, you're a young man, you know, you're in your probably early 30s. You're right away compared to, okay, my children are older than you, right? But the people you're restoring and renewing.
Right.
Are the people, they've been in the way for so long. They've been so beat up. Some of them have fallen. But God has a destiny mantle for them to walk in.
Yes.
And God's going to use you because you carry the fear of the Lord. And because of what you carry, remember the spirit of Elijah that Prophetess Sylvia and others have referred to is turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers. But you as a son are going to be able to speak to the fathers and mothers that have kind of lost their way. They've lost their way. They've lost the fear of the Lord. Some of them have just been so beat up in the church, okay?
Right, absolutely.
And God's going to use you with the fresh flame. Talking about calling fire out of heaven, God is going to be using you with the baptism of fire to be able to fuel the flame in their hearts again and to renew that burning, passionate, anointed love in their hearts again with that amazing fiery flame. So I blessed you. I believe that even as it was with, I want to say it was with the cherubim. The cherubim were used with one of the prophets to call him into ministry and to cause, if I remember correctly, there was possibly even a coal put on their mouth. But I'm seeing high-level angels coming into your life, Prophet Anthony. They're placing the word of the Lord in your mouth. You're going to have a vision. You're going to have a heavenly encounter. There's going to be a coal put in your mouth. There's going to be a burning in your belly. There's going to be a sanctification and a setting apart. And there's even going to be a removal of some paths you've walked in because God's called you even into some new people's lives and some new people with new new kingdom ministers, new kingdom mandates. And God can use you even in a new path to reestablish kingdom prophets in a way you haven't even walked in to this time. And so I just bless you, and I just bless you. It's going to be so powerful. You're literally going to go into a whole nother level of transformation and change as you bring that transformation and change globally. And then, amen. Well, you know, I'm calling on people that I know that hear the Lord to bless you. This is what God's doing, and we're going to go with it. This is a prophetic work. You never know what God's going to do, and we're just going to go slow. Christy Salea. I've invited her to share because she's, again, another prophet, not commissioned, but she's called by God. And she's actually is. And I've recognized it for many, many, many years. She's actually even my sister-in-law. And I messaged her to see if she had a word, and she does.
Okay, awesome.
You stumbled into a fun place.
Right.
You know? Man of God,
hallelujah.
Called of God,
hallelujah.
Anointed, appointed, blessed, yes, beyond blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have walked a path of obedience.
Yes.
You have been trained, finely tuned by the hand of God. By his right arm, he has strengthened you. You have seen the areas where you could have strayed, and you could have gotten fame, and you could have gotten what you wanted.
Right.
But you said, no, Lord.
Right.
I want you.
Oof.
Just as Jesus was out fasting, and the enemy came to him and said, if you would bow down to me, I will give you this, and I will give you the world. You have heard that same whisper.
Yes.
And the Lord said, the spirit of truth now comes on you, through you, before you.
Ooh, Jesus.
You no longer will see through inexperienced eyes.
Yes.
But you are going to see by my spirit in great dimension and depth that you only thought or dreamed about because you have submitted yourself unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, where nobody saw, where your heart cried out, And he says, I see in those places of weakness. I see yep. those places where maybe you thought you didn't quite meet the mark. And I speak grace.
Hallelujah, I speak mercy.
I speak love. And thank I you. Strengthen you in those areas like a flood. As you have come before the King, as you have confessed your sins, because not that there's any great sin, but we are flesh.
Right.
And as you came before him, acknowledging your weaknesses, he now makes you strong.
Hallelujah.
I see a well-prepared land to receive the water that is coming.
Yes, yes.
A well-prepared land.
Yes, yes, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow.
Be blessed, brother.
Oh, bless you, sister.
You are such a surprise.
I receive it every word. Bless you. That's blessed me so much. Bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And, wow. And Prophet Anthony, we actually have everything recorded in case you don't. We actually have a link to all of these sessions for all of you that want to see or receive the recording. Victor Maldonado is a master media collaborator and coder, and he has made available all of the Zoom calls and actually extra teachings from Firepoint Church and people that have come to Firepoint Church. And it is actually set up in a way that you can actually do word studies, but it's all recorded as well. And it is at www.confidencetoanswer.com/prophetic.html.
This concludes part two of Prophetic Forum. Special guest tonight, Prophet Anthony Lott. Stay tuned for part three.